met for some years. He's been coming a few times to see you. He and his wife, Mula Prakriti, have been preaching.
What's his name?
Mula Prakriti.
Mula Prakriti.
And they've been distributing Prabhupada's books and preaching for about 25 years.
Where?
In America. And this is their children, Shravan and Nampacharani.
Who is she?
Nampacharani. She's
I have seen her. You? No.
This is Clova. She's from Europe. And she's been reading Prabhupada's books for a few years.
And
her husband, what's her name?
Frankie.
And what's name?
Khubja.
Khubja. Khubja Rani? You are coming from Mathura? From the palace of Kans Maharaj?
Gopar Vrindapal and his wife are traveling around the world now trying to help the devotees establish better relationships like is described in the Upadeshamrita.
I have no time, very few time.
Okay.
Ask questions.
Very quick. I received a letter from my godbrother Jagat Guru Swami.
Jagat Guru?
Swami. He's with Sridhar Maharaj now.
Sridhar Maharaj, with not his Nishkan.
Not anymore. Nishringa.
Anywhere in
Nishringa
south
Swami.
Of South India?
Yeah. And although you have been. Although you had been speaking a little bit last time we were here about how all the Goswamis are eternal associates, just that day when I got back, there was a letter from him, and he reminded me of a letter that I got from our Prabhupada in 1968.
What is this? Chaitanya Charitamrita?
No, this is our Prabhupada's letters. And I wonder if you could explain this. He says, the six Goswamis are not all eternal associates of Krishna. Only Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami are eternal associates. You know there are two kinds of living entities, Nityamukta or eternal associates of the Lord, and Nityabhadha or eternally conditioned. This material manifestation is a chance for the eternally conditioned entities to go back to Godhead. But when they are back, there is no distinction between the two. When Krishna appears, some of his eternal associates come with him to assist him in his different incarnational activities. And some of the living entities from conditioned life are liberated by following the footprints of Lord Krishna and his bona fide associates, like you were just saying. So all the six became eternal associates of Krishna.
Became.
Yeah, so
only Rupa Sanatan.
He has been Raghunath.
Rupa and Raghunath he has told.
Yeah. I know that Prabhupada thinks
I
the
think
same
that
way.
This is only for the person to whom he is writing letters.
To me, what?
To you?
In 1968.
At that time you are very orphan boy. Late. So he has written like so. What we see for six Goswamis that Sanatana Goswami is long Manjari and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has explained, has written in their books Krishna Bhavanamrita and Govinda Lila that when in the Nishanta Lila and all other Lilas, but I am giving one example that in Nishanta Lila when Radha and Krishna are sleeping and after that Krishna awoke Srimati Radhika. At that time Srimati Radhika told Krishna that how I will be in front of my all sakhis. You should do shringar of me. You should shringar karna?
Decorate.
Decorate me. Shringar me. so that the sufis will see that I am what in evening, no change. Now everything changed, that this kajal has gone, all thing has been ulta pulta ho gaya, and everything, they will laugh to see. So at first long manjari came in a dish of golden dish, kumkum, chandan, kapoor, camphor, and all these things the Krishna wanted to paint Srimati Radhika and to do Shringar. At first he did this,
coming here,
then he did all these things. So there was Lavanga Manjari. Lavanga Manjari has called Sanatana Goswami. Bilas Manjari Ji Goswami. He has written in Krishna Bhavanamrita and Govinda Lilamrita. So many kinds of services. So all these six Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Gunamanjari, some are Rasamanjari, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is Kasturi Manjari. So these Goswamis had described in the books of Goswamis and Kavikarnapur that they are eternal associates of Krishna.
Why would our Prabhupada want us to think that
they have
the
to write to certain unqualified person in one manner and to others high qualified person in another? Perhaps this is the reason. In Rupa Raghunath, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told, Rupa Raghunath Pade Jar Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Everywhere declared, so he has told. Right? So, but Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has admitted them as a Siksha Guru to all six Goswamis, and he has declared that they are all Mukta. They are all different. Sometimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita I'll explain you. And the writings of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I will.
I knew that Prabhupada also thought like you, but I just couldn't understand why an unqualified person couldn't hear that they were all eternal associates.
That is, we cannot take all these things in right way. So he is bound to write like this. He has written so many things like this.
What she was asking, when the
you have to go just now.
When the intimate,
you are here in Vrindavan.
Yeah, just
you can come
time.
Another day.
That's fine.
You can come. What question? Very little.
When the intimate devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are described by Kavi Karanpur and Krishnadas Kaviraj as internal associates of Lord Krishna, does that always mean direct incarnation, or can it mean Shakti of, like Shakti Vesh, but like can Sanatana Goswami be Shakti of Lavanga Manjari, or is it direct full incarnation?
You have not heard and read like you say. We have heard that he was Sarva Damodar was himself Vishakha. Rai Ramanand was Sarva Damodar was Lalita. Vishakha was this. Rai Ramananda. Someone's Chitra. No Shakti and Shaktavesh. How, why you kalpana karte hain?
Imagine.
Like so?
No,
have you
have
read
no,
like so?
No.
And
I have no conclusion. I was asking
why
for
you are
clarification.
Abstracting any conclusion from anywhere? You should
that's not
believe, form belief on Goswami's writings.
Yeah.
Don't do anything by your kalpana.
My question was only if it is written somewhere in Goswami.
Why written? Have you written?
Not me, no.
Then why you are telling?
Not telling, asking.
This question is out of Siddhanta.
Yes.
This question should not be arise.
Oh. Alright, my mistake.
What our Goswami has written, true to any extent. No. Okay.
Doubt.
Interpretation.
Yeah.
No.
Addition.
Kalpana and
imagination
are it. What Krishna Das Kavyaj Goswami has told? No kalpana at all, imagination. They are told directly. Yeah.
The names of Baladev's Sakis. Baladev's Sakis. He has the name of the main Sakis. And Manjuris, he has Manjuris too.
We don't need in practice. We only try to develop our this thing more in Krishna and Radha's.
Someone asked me what is the name of some of Baladev's Sakis. So
what he will do?
I don't know.
He want to be the Baldev in Baldev group?
Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe.
Then he should go to
different.
Any other. You only know the group of Sindhu. Anywhere not written. It is not the subject of Srimad Bhagavatara. He has no manjari, nothing, no description. Only some sakhis.
I have one question. When we are going into the golden age, that was predicted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can we go into it without any cleansing process, or do we have to go through great disasters?
ये क्या कारण था आप बताइए
मुझे एक चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने जैसा कहा है कि हम एक सुवर्ण युग में जाएंगे तो उसके लिए हमको ऐसे ही चले जाएंगे या उसके लिए कुछ हमें शुद्धि करनी होगी शुद्धि के
प्रति
कुछ शुद्धि के द्वारा जाएंगे या ऐसे ही जाएंगे
भजन साधन के द्वारा मतलब जी चैतन्य महाप्रभु व्हाट ही हैज सोल्ड द साधन एंड भजन प्रैक्टिस फ्रॉम बॉटम टू टॉप We'll have to follow all this.
But I was thinking about the planets. The planets.
It means, will there be, does there
will
need
there
to
be
a
great disaster? Disaster before we go into the golden age. Like earthquakes, floods, and things like that.
I don't understand. Natural disasters. He's thinking
this purifies
it, because is
there going to be great natural disasters?
How
you cannot
answer? He didn't ask me.
You should answer these questions easily.
Only by devotional service.
I'm not following his language.
Only the golden age is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, and the only way to get into it is by Sankirtan and following Bhagi Bhakti.
It's already started. I wanted to speak in English and Kannada, but I'm trying to speak in very poor English language. Poor and poor English. Just to try to catch my mood, not English grateful. Today, there is very cost. Happy day that we have all assembled here. today is Vishwarupa Hope Day. Vishwarupa Mahotsav, the smell of Vishwarupa. Who are Vishwarupa? I will tell one very simple something. I will tell only some few words. Because you know everything more than me, the life history of Swamiji, how he preached in very short time. What are the specialty of Swamiji, you know more than me. So I am telling you something. Today is Vishwarupa Mahotsav. We Vishwarupa elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Prabhu. He used to go to the class of Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya, who was Advaita. Advaita means one with Krishna. And Acharya means he was Acharya of Bhakti Kala. So he was Advaita Acharya. He was the first learned person. Anyone who went to his school, his class, it was so big that he will be converted into a very big Vaishnava. Vishwarupa Prabhu is Baladeva Prabhu. But not fully. Baladeva Prabhu, Vishwarupa Prabhu was the son of Vasudev coming in the home of Devaki Devi. And Nityananda is the son of Vasudev Prabhu being in the home of Prabhu. Some people in the home of Devaki, Devi was always in Mathura, and Rohini living in Mahapal with Yashoda. So the home in Rohini was in school, and only Devaki was far. As Krishna pardoned Devaki and put Sachidananda, Tattva in Prajendananda in Yashoda. So Vishwarupa was part of Baladeva, being in the womb of Devaki, and he came in the shape of Vishwarupa. He took sannyas today. Came to the school of Advaita Acharya. He knew that this world is not always. Not eternal. And full of misery. Anyone can be happy with it. All kinds of worldly things in this world. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are Krishna Das. So hearing all these things, Vishwarupa determined that he should take sannyas and serve Krishna. He left the home when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very little baby, at the age of only 5-6 years old. Father was not alive at that time, only mother was there. And it was very hard to mother became so unhappy. Father went away. And he ordered demise that your stepmother always. And he will be that girl. He tried to follow. When he went, he went. But when he went, he was not meant to have a connection with Vaishnava was meant to. He met there Ishwar Puripad. And he took Diksha, initiation. Initiation, and they think that it is a fact of only one day when Guru will call us and we will go and hear the chant mantra and we are now. Dikshita for our work of taking initiation is over. In only 1 hour or half an hour or in 10 minutes by fire and giving sacred faith on Mahaprabhu. But it is not true. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got Gopal Mantra from his Gurudev and this was beginning thing. Then he came and try to follow Vishwaroop. So next day he went to Kantak Nagari and took sannyas from Kesava Bhat. But initiation was not yet stopped, not finished. Wars were going on. After taking Danda and God, and living everything in world, all kinds of desires, worldly desires, and also desires for Vaikuntha, also desires for Ayodhya, desires for Dwarka and Dwarka and Mathura, also desires for all things which are in Vrindavan. Desire of self-interest in Dashtaras, also living the desire to serve Krishna as a Sakha, also the desire to love Krishna and serve Krishna as a father and mother, Parsagaras, everything to bear, to give up. Otherwise, Braj Prem, Gopi Prem will not have. And Chaitanya Prabhupada has come only to give this. So his taking sannyas or taking initiation was not completed. Then he went to South India and on the bank of Godavari he met Radha Manan was now, he was only Vishakhasavi. And in his association, he guided God that thing. How do you realize? He knew everything at first. Because he was Krishna. Krishna is ocean of love, ocean of prayer. But he has no realization of Gopi friend. What prem in Gopi, or especially in Srimati Radhika, how she loves, what is his pranay, what is his mahabhav, that she loves me more than me, what I love to Radhika. So he went in South India and met Radha Mananda, and as a Vishakhasati, he completed his course of initiation. So you should not know that Diksha initiation of one day. At first day we had some given name in the register. वल्ली देख रहे नहीं, नो रीडिंग नथिंग, नो क्लास एट ऑल. तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु फ्रॉम गया अप टू गोदावरी बैंक, ही हैड टू गो सो मेनी स्टेजेस. So we'll have to completely do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from this Vishwarup Mahotsav. He told his associates that I'm going to see where Vishwarup is to discover.
To
search for Vishwarup. But actual thing was not this. There are so many reasons to go there. He only showed general people that I am going to search Vishwarup. But he was going to in search of Gopi Prem, what he has to give. And it will be only found in Raya Ramananda. To preach everywhere Krishna name. What is preaching? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not told Gita. He did not told Bhagavat at that time to general person. To a like jungle. At that time, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stands and tells them that I am reading Gita, you should take lessons, take my class. Will they be qualified to take Gita?
No.
He chanted loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Pani Ma, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava. And all were accepted to Chaitanya. After this, Srila Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all Goswami translated Gita and did all the things. Jiva Goswami made of this sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu know. People chanted Krishna everywhere. He has not wrote any book, anything. But afterward, our Acharya needed it. And thought that it is very neat to write books. What is name? What is Krishna Prem? How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he came and what he gave? So all these things were completed by Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raghu Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. After that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, and at last by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. And now, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami has translated so many authentic books, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Upanishad, and so many books. Now, there are so many books are printed. So, you should also try to do the works that he wanted to do. To preach where he could not preach, now you are preaching, and I think that you are adding so much preaching. But try to reform something. Then, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, anywhere in his writing, he will say,
photography. That after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and after Goswami, some event happened entered in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So you have to reform all these things. And then pure Ganges should go, Bhakti Ganga should go. And he tried. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has also tried. Prabhupada has given seed. And that seed, he saw that so many branches have come out, leaves have come out. Undifferent fruits have also come out. But now, you have to see that undifferent fruits are ready to arrive. So you have to control so that these ripened fruits should not be destroyed. No, no, that germ should interact with this. The many, they cannot, they should not infect them. You should try to keep it so pure as he was at that time. And try to appreciate with them all this. Krishna name, Krishna pray. What is pray? Prem is God, that anything against will come. Prem will not break. Understanding? Any opposite thing will come to destroy prem.
Even if there is a cause, a good cause,
even if a good cause to make it hamper, it will go up. This is the symptom of prem. If prem is in our hearts, a very little drop, then our brain will gradually go up, but sometimes we see that brain goes away. So it is not pure brain. We should love each other, not God's brothers. Senior Vaishnava, junior Vaishnava, and try to be in one way to preach and to adopt his all orders. So, when he was no burden upon you, but now he is in apricot lila and he is watching you and seeing you whether you are completely pure and with guilt is blasting, all these things are not. So, the burden is now more, but in the Buddha life. Buddha life, this responsibility is more. So, you should do more and more labor for this. One thing also, that any worldly things, name and fame, or any wealth or anything should not remove us so far away.
We should not allow the money, wealth, fame to take us away from the pure prayer.
To be in our prayer, in our this sadhana bhajan, we should always be one. No swarth, selfishness should enter in our this. If any selfishness or any things will come, worldly things, they will keep us more far and far. So we should try to preach our whole world all the message of our Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Sanatan and our Gurudev. This will be the best service of us. Now time is over. Mahaprasad is offered to the devotees and we will do some kirtan and then prasad. Gaur Pranam.